I must start with a correction of a statement I made yesterday, which is not a correct statement. Thank the ones who are oiler to me. I stated yesterday, towards the end of the shir, that according to all opinions, I think I might have said those words, to place a solid, cold, fully cooked dish on a hot plate, according to all opinions in Issa d'Rabbanan, if you put it on the hot plate, as it is, I said it's also d'Rabbanan on Shabbos, to take a kegel or whatever it is, solid, and to place it on the hot plate on Shabbos, that's also d'Rabbanan, because of Mechsekim Vashel. This is an untrue statement, because there are opinions who hold that it's fine. So it's a minority opinion. I'm going to speak about this in Mitzvah Hashem, but there are shittos hold that it's permitted, and it's famously known as Ramosh's Psak. But I want to discuss it, and I want to clarify why this is why, according to many opinions, it's not so poshut. But I just want to rectify the statement, which I made was not incorrect, was not correct, because I think I said it's also according to all opinions, and that is not so. So we'll clarify, we'll get to more details in Mitzvah Hashem, either tonight or the next year. But just for the Emma's sake, I needed to add this. Good. I want to just finish off the topic of the conditions of Chazorah. So we spoke about the conditions of returning a pot on if something was on the flame on Shabbos. Under some circumstance, you had to return it onto the fire on Shabbos. The challenge. What are the conditions? Fully cooked. Oiden biyadai. Dai telachzai. You need to have in mind to return it as you take. Not on the floor. Hot, right? Go over cotton. Very good. Now, before forgetting, we need to discuss the following. The Gemara speaks about safsel. The Gemara speaks about, okay, you've got this pot, and you wasn't on the fire on Shabbos, and you know what you want to. Yeah, and then return it onto the fire. So one of the conditions is that you must not have placed it onto the floor. Minichal gabe kaka, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you place it onto the floor, that's considered an interruption. And since you've placed it on the floor, it's considered there's no hetzer anymore to returning it onto the fire. The Gemara speaks about, you remember in those days, you didn't have the tables the way we've got nowadays. So the way it worked was you had a fire, you had the pot on the fire, you take it, and you normally, as you're holding it, that's how you'd take a fork or whatever, or a spoon or a ladle, and you'd spoon that. And then you return it on the fire. If you put it on the floor, that itself normally would mean, if you're putting it on the floor, that means that it's the end of its heating process. You're not heating it up anymore. If you place it on the floor, that means that's it. And therefore, if you put it on the floor and then you decide, oh, actually, I might want it for Shalashudas, and you put it back onto the fire, that would be also because you place it al gabe karka. Timon speaks, what about if you put it on the safsel? What safsel? Well, safsel is literally translation as a couch. What it means, halachically, what it means is that it's not on the fire anymore, but it's also not on the karka. It's not on the floor. It's not on the floor, because floor means that you've interrupted its bishul and you're not going to put it back, and it's also to return it once it's been on the floor. But if it's on the safsel, what's the halacha? If you put it on the safsel, on the couch, it's like the interim stage between cooking and it's like on a safsel, on a couch, something in between. What's the halacha then? The Gemara has all the discussion. The Gemara Maaseh Paskin, the Minichal Gabe Safsel, you have to put it back onto the fire because you're not interrupting its heating process. Therefore, right, this is safsel, Minichal Gabe Safsel, you'd have to put it back onto the fire. So therefore, what needs to be discussed nowadays is what happens nowadays if you put the pot onto the kitchen counter. If you put it on the kitchen counter or on some sort of table, would you be allowed? Is that considered a nichal gabe karka, or is it considered a gabe safsel? Is it something that is considered a proper interruption? And you is like a gabe karka, and you're not allowed to. Who is it considered if you haven't actually interrupted it? It's heating, and you therefore you're allowed to put it back onto the fire if all the conditions are fulfilled as well. I'm just asking: is it considered? We learned the condition of al gabe karka. If you put it on the floor, it's no good. You can't return it. I want to know if you put it on the kitchen counter, is that what's considered al gabe karka or not? Safsel is not. Right, very good. So the answer is that although it is a machlokes apoiskim, the general consensus of the poiskim is that we allow it, we consider it safsobly considered, not karka, because the truth is that ask any lady and she'll tell you that she often puts something there and then returns it onto the fire. It's considered still in the cooking. How's your cooking? You okay with cooking? No? No, no good. Okay, apparently, pardon? It's for the lady. Yeah. So apparently if you put it on, so the halacha is the ma'aseh, if you put it on the kitchen counter, you put it any on the table, that's not considered a proper hefsek, and therefore you'd be allowed to return it back onto the fire if the other conditions are fulfilled as well. Yeah, so tilting, there's nothing really intrinsically about tilting, but I know why some very good meaning ladies do that, and there's a good point for it. Because the reason for that is because it needs to be Odenu Biyodoi, that we learned that another condition is Odenu Biyodoi needs to be held. Now, one could argue, I think it's a very valid point, what does it mean Odenu Biyodoi? One of the conditions, if you want to return it, he needs to be held. Define holding. So, one could argue that, on the very extreme example, is that if you're placing it onto the kitchen counter and you are like just supporting it with a little finger, yeah, that's not called holding. It's not about touching, it needs to be held. What happens if you're holding it but it's fully supported completely flat on the kitchen counter? Is that also considered holding? Or is that just touching? What are you doing really? It would be completely static without your hand as well. So there is a strong argument, and that's what very many good meaning women will be makpit to hold the pot slightly tilted to fulfill the condition of Odenu Biyodoi in its fullest extent. Because you try, if it's tilted and you're holding it, you're taka holding it. It's Odenu Biyodoi, you're holding it. It's a beautiful, the most extreme and the most beautiful fulfillment of Odenu Biyodoi. If you don't hold it, it's gonna drop. It's gonna splash. Even okay, it's a little bit supported, but on the whole, it's really held by you, and that's why it's much better to do it that way than by holding it by placing it onto the table, onto the kitchen, and holding it with your hand. That it's also called Odenu Biyodoi. One could argue that it's not. It's a better fulfillment of Odenu Biyodoi. Yeah, what does generally people do? Crooked or flat? Yeah, it could, one could argue, absolutely. I'm just explaining why some would be makpid to dafke with tilted. It's more Odenu Biyodoi, yeah.
Would it be a shaila to bring it onto the table?
No.
Because the old days would be equivalent.
Yeah, but it's not equivalent, a good question. So there is a bit of a discussion in the poskim about this. Yes, there is discussion. I think that generally, what does generally people do? If they put it on the table, they'll bring it back. If it's held or not held, well, what's people bring it onto the table or not? So there are people who will be mad here, and there are people who will say, I think that very many people hold that it's fine, and it's not considered karka, because here again, people will say that you can put, a lot of times they're going to put something on the table and then return it onto the fire, and therefore they held that if all the conditions are fulfilled, it's mutter. It's not karka mamash. Some will be a bit more stringent than that. Now, Rabbi, I want to just discuss the bedieved now. What happens if somebody didn't fulfill all the conditions? Say, for instance, we know Odenu Biyodoi, L'nichol Gabi Karka, Daito L'Achzir. What happens? So if it wasn't fully cooked, nothing going. You can't put it back, bedieved. Even all the other conditions were fulfilled. What happens if there was no key, if it's not gold for kotum, can you return it bedieved? If it's not go over cotton, can you return it bedieved or not?
No,
you can't. There's nothing with it. So those two conditions, it's non-negotiable. If it's not fully cooked, you can't put it back. If it's not go over cotton, you can't put it back. That's non-negotiable. However, the other three conditions, which are specific chazor conditions, of Daito L'Achzir, L'Nich Gabi Karka, and Odenu Biyodoi. What happens if one of them was not fulfilled? Say, for instance, you forgot to have in mind. You took it off. Oh, you didn't realize. You were actually thinking that there weren't going to be any leftovers. everything will be eaten up. I know that oilam, they just hoover it all up. And then suddenly you actually realize, no, there's still a half a pot there. And now he said, oh, actually, let me put it back now. Can you do this, yes or no? Example number one. Example number two, you actually had a man to return it for a split second. You put it down. Oh, no, what have I done? Can you now grab it again? And third example is what happens if you had it in mind and you are holding it, but you did place it, al gabei karka mamash. Okay, nowadays that's probably not so relevant, but you did that condition. So what happens if two of the three conditions are fulfilled and one is not? But yeah, but can you return it? Yes or no? Shaila on the drabonon, shaila on issa chazor. So it's just interesting that I don't know if the loshon b'ti eved is accurate, but the point is if one of those was not fulfilled, can you? It's not marzain. It's Mexican vashel. So therefore, you're saying that what? So you're saying that if it was datel achzia, you're distinguishing between datel achzia and a din biyodai.
If you do only two of the conditions, then someone's going to see that you're not doing one condition.
And therefore, but yeah, you're not allowed to put it back. This is a big machlokes achroinim, and we're going to go straight into the biyo halachas hachroa. To the Mishneh Berurah, Paskens Halacha Lemaisa, if one of the conditions was not fulfilled. May I point out, Bi'alocha, it's Dibura Maschil V'daitoi Le'achziro, the last quarter, or maybe I should say the last fifth of this Bi'alocha goes into the Halacha Lemaisa. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom, 6 lines from the bottom, and the word is the last word of the line, and it starts. Filifiza, going into, after an extensive discussion, he said, Filifiza, according to this, Efsha Shesh Lehokel, one may be lenient, bemilta the rabbonah with a rabbinical matter, to be daitoy lehachzia, if you had full intention of returning it, af, although, shenichal gabikak, although you did place it onto the floor, oi, alternatively, shaydon beyodoy, you're still holding it with your hand, viloyoy daitoy lehachzia, kshisilka, but you have no intention of returning it, yochel lehachzia, you're allowed to return it. So again, Mishneh Berurah says, Bi'alocha says, that if you had intention of returning it, but you have it, it's fine. And similarly, if you had it in your hands, you forgot to have intention, but you have it, it's fine. Ve'al kolponim be'odim be'odim ve'ein da'ito la'achzir, mistabu vadeh she'esh lo'ke le'esatzirich. He says, certainly, if it was in your hand, and you didn't have it in mind to return it, it's certainly okay, but you have it. And he brings because of two of other shittas. Right, okay, so Rabbi Yisai, it appears, according to Bi'alocha, if one of the conditions are not fulfilled, but the Evet, Mishneh Berurah is Matir, but it does seem to be saying the words, the last few words is, if needed. So it sounds like, if it's needed, you have to be lenient. If you by mistake let go, you by mistake you didn't have intention of returning it. If it was in your hand, you didn't intention to return it. You can certainly be makel if needed. If you were holding it with your hands and you didn't have intention to return it. So as long as you're holding it. The other example. Yeah, I know, you're right, but I'm making a shtickle at Duke. Because he says, Mistabu Vada Sheish Lokal, he said this is even a more lenient case. Mistabu Vada Sheish Lokal, he said that's a more lenient case, and nevertheless, it's only Matel Eisa Tzerich. But I don't know if it's a true deal, maybe you can argue with it. But it sounds like it's only Matel Eisa Tzerich, all of them. I'm not sure. Whatever. I'm saying, Alokh Lemaisa is Matir. Is Matir Bidi Evet, to return it. Right, okay. So this is, so what does that mean, Alokh Lemaisa? Is that good news, bad news? Good news? Yeah? Okay. There's many shailas that people discuss in terms of can you have somebody else? Can somebody else have the mind for you? Yeah. If let's say the rabbi instructs to take it off, and you mind to quickly, take it, and you as a man, you just don't think that far. You assume that everything is gonna. And then, does her intention help the Meister of not, yes or no? It's interesting, Shaila. It might have to do with yesterday's bialocha. When I apply for you, then it's an interesting shaila. It's countless shailas, other shailas also in terms of when exactly does that del achzer need to be? If you, that's your intention, but b'shas ma'ase, as you're thinking, you're not positively thinking of it. Do you need to like put on your hat and your shtaimel and close your jacket and like that del achzer as you're taking it off, or is it like a more generic kind of, you know, what if you always do it in this week you didn't have no intention? So there's many subtle shailas. But it's good to know that Bialach Lemaisa B'diavad, he says that B'diavad, if you fail to have intention, Lemaisa, you're allowed to return it. Okay. We are now continuing with the Ramon Amud Beis. I'm going to go quite quickly because we don't really paskin like that, but it's a very interesting opinion. Bialach brings now, the Ramon, now on page 44 brings an opinion, which is we don't really paskin like that. But it's just interesting, it's a very interesting opinion. Okay, top of page 44. V'yesh, some say, Shekol Zeh, and also, the whole Esav Chazorah that we've been discussing now for the last week, the whole Esav Chazorah doesn't apply, and also, Rak Shenot Lamin Akir Meboidyoim, the only Esav Chazorah that's only true and only relevant at one specific case. Generally, on Shabbos, there's no Chazorah. The only time the Chazorah does exist and Chazorah does apply is if, Shenot Lamin Akir Meboidyoim, when you've taken off the pot as Shabbos came in, before Shabbos came in, just before Shabbos came in, you're holding it as Shabbos came in, you're holding the pot. You only return it when it became dark, when it was Shabbos proper. So you're really concerned. You didn't go to shul, you're so concerned. You're so concerned about your cholent. You dropped everything and you hovered over the cholent. And just before Shabbos came in, you lifted it up. And you were holding it as long, and when Shabbos came in, you're still holding it, and then you placed it back onto the fire as Shabbos came in. So, aval imlok mishamech shecha, but if you took off the pot after Shabbos came in, mishamech shecha, after Shabbos came in, havilu nechal gabei kakamut, even if you put it on the floor, it would still be, there's no isa chazorah. Isa chazorah only applies one specific case. Chazorah only applies if it was taken off before Shabbos and put back on Shabbos. Otherwise, there's no isa chazorah. No, you can just, even nichal gabe kaka, no yidat el achzi, whatever happens, if it's happening on Shabbos, you can just put it back onto the fire, no shaila at all, no problem at all. Pardon? Any conditions. V'cheinu yagin le'okel batanurim shalonu, and some of that minigis says, with regards to the ovens, sheesh lem din kiro, which have got din of a kiro, v'soich menatzim adir v'mekilim, and are relying on these linear opinions. V'tov le'achmir, it's proper to be machmir. Miu, however, im nitzdan, and if it got completely cold, lekula alma, also it's also according to everybody. Why? Yeah, it's also. It doesn't say shlach meisel. It's also. It's also because only once it's gone cold and it's liquid, you're cooking on Shabbos. For yesh oimrim, and some say the moed zimaychol minatano b'Shabbos. If you, he goes up. New paragraph. Before we can proceed with it, just to add, so that's a very interesting halacha, Rabbi. It's a very interesting opinion. His opinion is based on Rishonim, that all that Issa Chazor is very, very specific case only, and that's if you're taking it before Shabbos came in, and you're returning it after Shabbos came in. No other Issa Chazor exists. It's a bit, the only reason why it's good to remember and good to know this shitta is for what reason? Pardon? Yeah, well, yes, that's right. That it's always good to know a Rav is often going to use as a tziruf. We don't paskin like that, as Ramos says. We don't rely on this opinion. But if you've got any shaylas from Chazorah, he's often going to add this as a tziruf as well to be mikel. A Rav is going to remember this and he's going to say, you know what, actually, it's anyway one opinion. You can't rely on that only, but since like the Bialocha earlier on Amud Aleph, her Bialocha told us if you've got one of the conditions, so it's also partially relying on this opinion of it, that any some opinions is not Issa Chazorah. So it's good to know as a B'diavad. Yeah.
Would this also apply if it's not gone
for
Kodesh?
No. Yeah. V'yesh oim de'imoy tzimaychol minatano b'Shabbos. Continues the Ramon, and it says, some say that imoy tzimaychol minatano b'Shabbos, if you took out the food from the oven on Shabbos, also lanicha b'korim b'ksos. You're not to cover them and to insulate them with covers and pillows and cushions. Why? Again, we have to remember, there was a big challenge in those days. You cooked something in the oven, and once you took it off, there was no way of There's no way of warming or heating something up on Shabbos. So once the fire went off on Friday night, on Shabbos morning early, what are you going to do with your chomp? What are you going to do with it? There was no way you could. So there was old shots in times of Tanoim, but they went for centuries. They insulated the foods. They insulated the fruits on Friday night after the fire's gone off. They insulated it so you can enjoy your hot food on Shabbos. So now he says, you know what? It's all fine, it's all good, but don't insulate it. Atzmona. There's a shayla of Atzmona, and he says now, with the Gemara tells over here, if you've got food that you took out from the oven on Shabbos, you don't have to insulate it completely because of Issur of Atzmona. And we're going to speak again about Atzmona in Siman Reish Nun Zayin, but it's what does remind us over here. Yeah, that opinion, yeah, it's an interesting opinion. The Rishonim discussed what the background of that is. It's a specific opinion in Rishonim. Okay, some say that if you're just before Shabbos or just before Bochu, Friday night, should Kabbalah Shabbos, which is Kabbalah Shabbos. If the Chazan says Bochu, that's Kabbalah Shabbos at the very latest. If it's cooled down, if you're taking it off, the fire, it's cooled down already, so much that you can't heat it up anymore, it's considered Shabbos itself. So that's an opinion within that opinion, holds that if you're taking it off on Friday night, you're taking it off, and even it's going to cool down as Shabbos comes in, enough that you can't return it, it says that, even if there's no Issa Bishol, but there's also Issa Chazor according to this opinion. That's what he holds. Now, minik lahakel, the minik is to be mekel, ach tov lahachimokum she'en tzorich kol kach. Now, Ramah continues, v'dafkal gabi kira mamash, that's only if it's on the kira mamash, havalis moch, but if you're leaning, hafudu samoch la'esh, mokum she'atzer ledes b'shori, the Ramah reminds us of the rule of thumb that we discussed earlier, smicha is mutter. Chaboisai, to take any item, and that's going to be relevant for other shailas, we need to remember this, whenever you take a food, and you want to heat it up on Shabbos, if you're not putting it in the oven, but next to the oven, and it's leaning on it, that's mutter. That's called smicha. That's lismach, afilu samach la'esh, mokum she'atzelet, it's b'shor, even if it's going to get hot, ya'atzelet, it's mutter. Havel samach l'chashecha, afilu samach l'chashecha, even if Shabbos comes in. Huvetanu en chiluk ben la'achzir olav, lismach olav, v'daf mokum she'atzelet, it's b'shor, v'leinat zelet, it's b'shor, afilu b'shabbos, k'mon she'spar, l'kamon sin shinit ches. So that's all with regards to, with a kibbutz, the Tano has got a lot of different. But I want to speak a minute about smicha. Smicha, but what's the rule of if you're soymech, that's mutter. Ramon says, if you're soymech, you're leaning the food, solid food, onto a place, onto an oven, onto a kira, and it's going to reach, yeah, it's a lettuce boy, that is mutter. Why is that so? Yeah, therefore. It's not, that's right. So that's something we need to remember. Rabbi said, we're learning now. If you've got a kegel, you've got a, you name it, something solid. Yeah, mamash solid. Yeah. Tova gush, solid. You want to heat it up. We're learning now that smicha is mutter even on Shabbos itself. You're allowed to put it in a, next to the fire, he says. You've got the fire, you've got the oven. If you're not putting it in the oven, but you're right next to it, and you're putting it in, it's going to get warm. It's going to get nice and warm. But you're not putting indov next to it, that's mutter. And this is one of the reasons why, it's one of the reasons, we'll discuss it more in Sif Gimel, next Sif we'll discuss it more. But this is one of the reasons why we're allowed to? Yeah, challah next to? Yeah, that's perfectly mutter. If you want to take a challah, you want to take, challah is a bit more complex, but it's an example, we can use it as an example here, because that's afiyah chabishul. But if you take a challah, you take a kegel, you take something, which is a dover gush, which is solid, and you're putting it next to the, what did you say, next to the urn? Next to the crock pot. Same will be on next to the urn. Next will be to any heat source. Your mom's leaning on it, and it's going to get warm, just as warm as you like. That is mutter, according to all opinions. Similarly also, if you want to put it on the radiator. Ever thought of that?
Try not the radiator off all the time.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I hear that. I'm the same, yeah.
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 But if it's next to the oven, and it's a, let's say it's a fully baked, this is a fully baked loaf of challah, right? Why is it not, if it, well, maybe that's a bad example, if it's a cake, right, By putting it next to a hot oven, let's say, you're actually, it's the malacha of baking.
Okay, so because of the rule is, I'll tell you, we'll speak in Shinut Ches about it, but in brief. Normally we hold that ein afia chafia, if something is fully baked, he cannot continue baking it. Something is baked, it cannot, if it's not fully baked, you're quite right. But assuming that it's fully baked, you cannot add to a baked, if once it's got baked status, you cannot add to it. The only question is, if it's something which is cooked, and you want to know, if it's something which was cooked, and then bishla chafia, so for instance, to put a challah in the soup, that's not, that would be a bit more questionable. Because it's fully baked, but now you're not doing baking, what you're doing now is actually cooking it. So that's something baked. So ein afia chafia, there's no cooking, and there's no baking after baking, but if you're talking something which is baked, and you're now cooking it, that's a bit more questionable. But we'll discuss it, and aloha, there's many reasons why it's mutter. Okay, so that's that. So smicha is important to remember, you're allowed to always do smicha, even if you reach the stage of yatsa ledes boy. On the blech itself, so that we'll discuss if Gimel Be'ezer Hashem, we'll see Dogma Mova, Bialocha, Moshe, we'll discuss that Mitzvah Hashem. That's why you're allowed to put a challah on a hot plate or a blech. That will be discussed in Mitzvah Siv Gimel, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbach Shemoy, which hopefully will be done on Sunday. I wish you all a very, very good Shabbos.